welcome once again to the E-Bone Zone, as I invite you to sit back, relax, and listen for the 338th time on this Friday, May 26th, 2023. I hope you enjoy this week's episode, Munching Your Money Away. Movie theaters and snacks go together like salt and pepper. You can't have one without the other, but they work a whole lot better together. Usually, theaters sell different brands of candy, like Hershey's and Fun Dip and Mars Bars, but one company is turning that idea on its head, and that's where we're going to park this week. AMC Theaters is trying to launch into the candy business to save money. CEO Adam Aaron says that the company that supplies the candies to AMC locations have bumped up their prices as much as 33%. So let's go ahead and do the math and figure out how much they're saving by switching, shall we? Before we get to the candy, we've got to start with the basics. Movies are synonymous with popcorn, so that's where we'll dive in. The price at AMC for a small popcorn is somewhere between $6 and $7, and a large is between $8 and $9. And the candy ranges between $3 and $4. Okay, so let's do a little more. Stack that against Regal Theater's prices. A small popcorn at their locations will run you about $6, and a large is $8. Their candy costs about $4, so both theaters' prices are fairly even. Oh yeah, and did I mention AMC's popcorn is going to be sold at Walmart? Apparently so. These guys are making some big moves to keep people buying candy, but still, I think you'll have the sweet smugglers because a lot of people think it's just more fun that way. The allure of sneaking something in and not getting caught, or running the risk of getting caught, brings a sense of adventure to something. Why do you think you'd swap your granddad's Mountain Dew before you were old enough to have caffeine? Because you just wanted to see if you could get away with it. The new candy is planned to be rolled out later this year or early next year. This will be interesting. I'm excited to see how it pans out. And before we get to the rest of the episode, I'd like you to hear a word from my friends at McNutter Butter Coffee. The morning cup of coffee. It's an American tradition. Smooth and full of flavor. Just the thing you need to get your day roaring to a start. But not all coffee is created equal. And if it's quality you crave, choose McNutter Butter Coffee. McNutter Butter is whole bean, so you can grind it yourself with the assurance of the freshest cup possible every time. Try the classic Good Morning Neighbor, a smooth all-day coffee. Enjoy in the morning to start your day or relax in the evening having a cup with a friend. Coffee Doodle Doo, a roast that's fit for a cowboy, with a smoky flavor and a smooth finish. Or my personal favorite, Beanin' for You, the coffee that'll put a pep in your step with some great flavor. You can also freshen up with a McNutter Butter facial scrub. The saying is true.
The only thing better than our coffee is sharing it with friends.
To find out more, visit McNutter Butter Coffee on Facebook. This week, I would like to continue a tradition that I hold very close to my heart. I try and offer a good Christian podcast, so I thought I would begin sharing a new Bible verse each week. This week, I would like to share a verse from the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Now, this is my favorite verse of Scripture, and I'll tell you why. Because, to me, it exemplifies the freedom we have in Christ. In this world, there's a lot of condemnation. In this world, there's a lot of ways that people can run you down. They say, oh, you're not right with God because you do this or because you do that. And this verse says that there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So if you walk after the flesh, you're doing it wrong. If you walk after the desires of the flesh, the pleasures of the flesh, anything this flesh, this earthly body tells you to do that the Spirit tells you not to do, you're doing it wrong. But here's the thing. Even if you do slip up, even if you do make a mistake, even if you do walk after the flesh, God still loves you. There is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. If you're a Christian, you can find your way back to God. And even if you're not, you can find your way to God through trusting in the death, burial, and glorious resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can ask Him into your heart, and He will save you. And then you can experience that condemnation-free life. God does not judge you for what happened in your past. God has forgotten those sins, because once you've put your faith where God put your sins on the Lord Jesus Christ, they're cast as far as the east is from the west. They're bygones. They're not a part of you anymore. They're a part of your past, but you don't live in your past. You live in the now. And the great thing is when you trust Jesus, you're living in the now with Jesus. Where before you trusted Christ, before you accepted Him as your Savior, you were living for yourself. You were living on your own. You were living for the world. You couldn't do it because you didn't have Him. And there's a lot of things that you might have done in your past that you hang on to, that you really beat yourself up about, that you condemn yourself for. But we see in this verse, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Jesus does not condemn you. He's taken your sins to the cross. He's paid for it with His death. He's paid for it with His blood. He's rose from the grave to give you new life, to give you a new perspective, to give you a victory over all of your past, to give you a victory over all of your pain, to give you a victory over everything that you were before you gave your life to Him. So if He doesn't condemn you, why are you condemning yourself? I struggle with this sometimes, and honestly, I don't know. Friends, it's time to stop condemning ourselves and put our full trust and our full belief and our full heart's desire on the One who says we're free in Him. Sometimes the internet can be a pretty cool place. Other times, well, not so much. And that's why I've taken it upon myself to dive back into the depths of Twitter to see which side of the coin we're presented with this week. This week's hashtag is Allergies in Four Words. The first response to the hashtag Allergies in Four Words is watery eyes, runny nose. That's how it usually goes for me anyway. It's particularly unpleasant, but at least we get some relief in the winter, right? But the winter is cold and you can't enjoy the outdoors as much, so it's a give and take in this situation. The next response, no, I'm not sick. Okay, that's technically five words, but we'll let it slide. People with allergies will understand you're sneezing, and the others with none. How? Tell me your secrets. The people with runny noses and itchy eyes this time of year want what you have. You just don't know how lucky you are. Don't take it for granted, okay? And the third response is, it could be COVID. Remember when the pandemic was at its height and we all had to be extra careful where we sneezed for fear of being shunned? Yeah, glad those times are over. No COVID, just pollen. And the last response to this week's hashtag, Allergies in Four Words, is sneezing until I'm dizzy. Oh, that sounds absolutely terrible. I wouldn't want to know what that's like. Lord help you. There's a side to Elmo none of us expected and most people don't talk about, and it rears its head in cake form. Recently, a baker in Texas had an order for an Elmo cake. It seems simple, right? A nice confectionery treat with a popular children's character on it for a birthday or a gathering or something like that, but the intent versus how it actually turned out was very different. See, the baker misread the cake prompt as emo cake instead of Elmo cake. Her name is Brianna, and she took to Twitter to talk about her mistake, and the internet had an absolute blast with it. One commenter says they hope all their future cakes are emo Elmo cakes. Another says, I don't even know where this bakery is, and I want one. So this thing is making waves, and the sort of ingeniously hilarious part of this is that the baker realized she misread the instruction as she was baking the cake, and then tried to fix it by giving Elmo a jet black haircut hanging over one of his eyes. I mean, you've got to work with what you have, and I think Brianna figured out how to do that well. Was it what the people wanted? No, not exactly. I can't say that it was, but at least you'll have a memorable birthday. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. I'm really glad you could make it, and I hope you enjoyed the festivities. If you want to stay connected to the show, I'd invite you to pop on over to Facebook or Twitter and give the page a follow. Just search eBoneZone on Facebook and Official EBZ on Twitter. And if you want more from the podcast, visit the website, www.ebonezone.com. If you're new, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next week, my friend, God bless you, stay humble, and remember, keep an ear out.